Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. It is the 1st of August 2025, and the Indiana State Fair is open. Good morning, I'm Andy Eubank. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online at ffbt.com. Coming up in the news, C.J. Miller is here. He has pushback in Washington on the USDA reorganization plan, and the opening of the Indiana State Fair is today. We have more. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm Forecast today and the weekend, beautiful for all of Indiana. And yesterday, corn futures were just above even, soybeans and wheat down again. Carl Setzer market analysis coming up on the Hat Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
A testy exchange over USDA's reorganization plan and celebrating the opening of the Indiana State Fair at the Dairy Bar. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by the Indiana State Fair, which kicks off today and runs through Sunday, August 17th. Find discount deals and daily ways to save at IndianaStateFair.com. Well, after USDA announced it was moving many of its staff out of Washington, D.C. and into Indianapolis and four other regional hub locations, USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden appeared before the Senate Ag Committee Wednesday to answer questions about the reorganization, including why members of Congress weren't notified ahead of time about the move.
The employees are the ones who are most directly affected by the Secretary's decision. Out of common courtesy and respect, they should hear that decision from the Secretary first and not from a leak that originates from somewhere else.
During the hearing, Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, who is also ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, referred to USDA's reorganization plan as half-baked.
Do you think that these actions are actually going to make us more competitive when it comes to ag, more competitive when we are dealing with research issues across the world? And how will you ensure that critical research projects will not suffer?
Absolutely, I do, because on a government salary, government employees cannot afford to start a quality life in Washington, D.C., but they most certainly can in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Klobuchar expressed her anger at Vaden when reacting to USDA's reorganization plan.
I did not vote for you, Mr. Deputy Secretary, but I did think that you would go in based on your experience and be able to do things that would actually help rural America. And I actually took you at your word when you had pledged to work with us on things that would help. That's not what happened here when we had absolutely no notice of what you were going to do.
Read the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. Well, today is opening day of the Indiana State Fair, and if you plan on traveling today or this weekend or sometime before August 17th, be sure to swing by the Dairy Bar and get yourself a milkshake, a grilled cheese sandwich, maybe some mozzarella sticks. Brooke Williams with American Dairy Association Indiana joins us now. And Brooke, what are the featured items this year at the Dairy Bar?
The grilled cheese this year is the smoked Gouda Q. It is smoked Gouda with cheddar cheese with a drizzle of barbecue sauce on that grilled Texas toast. And then the milkshake this year is the key lime pie milkshake. Already getting very positive feedback on social media. So we hope that the people standing in lines today through August 17th are going to give us a 5-star review as well.
And even though you have the key lime pie milkshake, which is very delicious, you still have the old standards, chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla milkshakes as well.
Absolutely, as well as that hand-dipped ice cream, if that's more the way to go. If you like a cone, if you like a bowl of ice cream, always the standard flavors. A top seller, which some people don't understand, but butter pecan is always a very popular choice, but we brought back cookies and cream this year as well. But again, you always have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry in the mix. Can't go wrong with anything.
Once again, Brooke Williams with American Dairy Association Indiana. Check out their dairy bar along the main drag at the Indiana State Fairgrounds and Event Center. And they're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check out their website, winnersdrinkmilk.com. You can also check out HoosierAgToday.com as we give you all the best coverage from the Indiana State Fair. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. It is a beautiful forecast to finish the week. We are behind all frontal boundaries and high pressure has built in to Wisconsin. This is a cool Canadian high pressure dome, so temperatures are coming off quite comfortable for this time of year. And humidity, that's the key. After a humongous stretch of days with dew points elevated, we are back down, dew points down into the 50s, even lower 50s at times, and we're looking at humidity values coming down to a significantly more comfortable level. And this is happening not just today, but for tomorrow and Sunday as well. A beautiful three-day stretch to start off August, our hottest month and most oppressive month most of the time, and here we are starting it off like a boss on the comfortable side. Now, as we move into the start of next week, temperatures climb up a little bit, but I think humidity values stay low in most of the states, northern and central parts of Indiana. If you are down near the Ohio River, you are going to feel a little bit of an increase in humidity as a minor system tries to make its way through the deep south. This may be remains of some tropical moisture, but in any case, I can't rule out some hit and miss of scattered showers Monday near the Ohio River, and then we're back to dry weather everywhere for Tuesday. Wednesday forward, humidity values are going to be up closer to what we expect in August, but I still think we're most precipitation free for the Hoosier State through Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and Friday. Our next frontal boundary comes in overnight Friday night through Saturday with a lingering tail into Sunday. Rain, showers, and thunderstorms in there, I think quarter to three quarters of an inch with coverage around 80 to 90% of the Hoosier State, so we get a nice little drink. And then as we stay humid and warm, it does look like we are mostly dry again for a large part of the week of the 11th. Yep, I can't rule out some pop-up instability thunderstorms, but no real significant front or system trying to impact us that week, at least not until later Thursday into Friday, and that system may be more toward the Tennessee Valley and lower Ohio Valley than statewide coverage. So next week is interesting, but it definitely is not nearly as comfortable as what we're putting together right now. So don't get used to this, but clearly enjoy it. It should be a great 3-day to 5-day stretch here. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Only corn futures go higher. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. I'll have final numbers coming up. This update is brought to you by Purple Wave Auction, where farm equipment finds new life. No reserve online auctions with the local touch you trust and the national reach you need. PurpleWave.com. Sold means sold. We begin with market analysis. I grabbed that at the end of the session from Carl Setzer of Consus Ag Consulting. End of the month, and Carl, it appeared the trade thinks we could go a little lower. So that soybeans and wheat did. Corn worked both sides, but really a very steady market there throughout the session. Any pressure coming from anywhere else in particular on beans and wheat?
Yeah, soybeans taking more pressure from the fact we are not seeing China show up for our new crop inventory at all. We had big flash sales on corn this morning in addition to some pretty favorable weekly export sales, but we aren't seeing the same on soybeans. As a matter of fact, we saw a marketing year low sale on soy meal for the week. That was really kind of negative for the complex. Ironically, meal is the only product that posted gains during Thursday's session. Soy oil under pressure. Soy oil exports weren't that great for the week either. But we did see pretty good sales on soybeans, especially the new crop. New crop demand really starting to perk up a little bit, even without China. And corn seeing the greatest benefit of it. Corn cumulative new crop sales now are approaching 9.6 million metric tons, well above last year's 5.5 million metric tons. Just not seeing enough buying enthusiasm to get under the market, though. Andy, this is coming from the yield reports that we continue to see much above USDA expected corn yields. Starting to see some soybean yield estimates firm up. And when you don't have a major weather threat, it's pretty hard to get buying enthusiasm in the market.
Trade agreements. We continue to see a bit of a trickle in of agreements, not the ones that we'd really like to see, and the ones that are coming in probably not very ag supportive. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, that's really the big problem with the trade we're seeing. We did see a trade deal overnight with South Korea putting their tariffs at 15%. Earlier in the week, we saw one with the European Union, 15% tariff. Mexico today, we announced an agreement to extend talks another 90 days. The countries we're really leaning for, though, we got to get an agreement with Canada, and that seems much less likely today than it did yesterday. Mexico, and like I said, we have a 90-day extension. Taiwan is creeping in there. Taiwan is a pretty big buyer of U.S. commodities, and of course, China. And we really, no matter what we see for trade deals, until we get one hammered down with China, that is really what the trade wants. And we also have to be really cognizant of the fact, Andy, that what we're putting together to this date isn't actually signed trade deals. It's the framework for a deal. There are still a lot of negotiations going on. That uncertainty is keeping buying interest at bay.
The Monday update on crop condition, again, was very good, corn and soybeans. But what's actually out in the fields? What are weather forecasts looking like? And what are the prospects that these yield numbers that we continue to see, the expectations for yield, will stand up or hold up?
Yeah, the yields that we're seeing, a lot of private firms putting out yields at 184, 85, some all the way up to 190 bushels per acre on corn, are 100% using satellite imagery and AI forecasts. You talk to farmers that are walking fields and pulling husks back, and they have a much different story. One thing that's really becoming apparent from all four corners of the Corn Belt is that it's going to be a very good crop, not a great crop, and almost everybody's saying that they've lost the top end off their corn. This really raises some questions about what we could see for yields. We're about 2 weeks out from the next WASDE report. That will contain some field walk data. So not saying we'll see a huge adjustment, but as we start to see estimates trickle in ahead of that, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a few that started to scale back, even from that 181 bushels per acre the USDA is projecting.
That is Carl Setzer at Consus Ag Consulting. His number is 989-506-1587. On the Hat Market Review, settlements from Thursday trade, September corn 394, picking up 2 1/4. December goes a penny and a half higher, 413 3/4. Over in beans, September down 16 1/4, 969 1/2. November 989 1/4, a loss of 6.5 cents. September wheat, 523 1/4, down 0.5 cent. Some end of month selling in a big way in the cattle market. August live cattle goes down $5.30, 227.77, and August lean hogs up a dime, 107.12. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.